Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 1st, 2024, the first Sunday of Advent, is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon is based on our Advent sermon series, Words for the Beginning. And the sermon is entitled, You Are a Blessing.
A reading from Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Word of God, word of life.
Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the one for whom we wait this Advent season. Amen. During the past few Advent and Lenten seasons, we have been using thematic series that are developed by a group of pastors and artists who work under the name A Sanctified Art. This year's Advent theme is entitled Words for the Beginning. And through the devotional materials that you may have picked up or that you can pick up today and take home, through your Advent calendars and your picture a day challenges, through social media posts, through Sunday worship, through midweek dinners and worship and more, we hope that this season of preparing and waiting will be a blessing to you. Reverend Liesl Gwen Garrity, one of the founders of Sanctified Art, explains the theme for our next three Sundays and this Sunday like this. Advent is a season of endings and beginnings. As the calendar year comes to a close, a new church year begins. Christ's birth ushers us into new ways of living and loving. And yet the world as we know it spins madly on. In many ways, Mary was surrounded by endings, large and small, personal and political. But Mary proclaimed hope in a God who was and is making all things new. Christ's birth offered a beautiful new beginning for shepherds and magi alike. All the while, King Herod tried to bring Christ's story to an end. When we ourselves navigate seasons filled with endings and beginnings, we need reminders. We need words that can feel like steady ground, like a path for our feet to find as we step forward into the unknown. As you journey through this season, may you find words for beloved news and hope. May you find words for beginning again. For no matter what you are facing, no matter what this new day brings, love is your beginning. The stories that we will hear this Advent season may have been ones that you have heard many times before, but they are important stories in our lives and in our lives of faith. Because stories and messages that we hear play an important part in who we are and who we become. What is a story or a message that someone has shared with you that was influential in your life? I don't know if I would be standing here today if I had not heard many words of affirmation and messages of encouragement throughout my lifetime to become a pastor. As a kid, I had pastors who saw my enthusiasm about church and encouraged me to consider being a pastor when I grew up. And then after I had left my first career in outdoor ministry, my pastor at the time encouraged me to consider becoming a pastor. And ultimately, it was my wife who was the one who finally tipped the scales when she spoke a message to me saying, "You're never going to be happy until you give it a try." Without those messages being given to me, I don't think I would have ever believed that I could be a pastor. So what are the stories or the messages that you have heard that have influenced who you are? Take a moment to turn to someone nearby and share for just a minute or so about a message or a story that has shaped you into who you are today or has shaped what you believe. Well, I hope today, after you leave the service, you continue to think about those stories or those messages that have shaped you. And I encourage you, maybe reach out to that person who gave you that message and let them know what a blessing that has been in your life. We hear a special message in our reading from Luke today that not only shaped Mary, but also shapes our lives. Mary was the unassuming teenage girl, betrothed to be married, who lived in Galilee, the northern region that was often considered lesser because they did not worship in the temple and they often married non-Jewish people. And so coming from that background, I doubt she heard many of the messages that we share with our kids today, things like, you can do anything you put your mind to, you can change the world, you will do something special for this world. I wonder if she ever heard messages like that growing up. But we do hear about a message that the angel Gabriel gives to Mary. We see how God selects someone that the world might overlook to become part of something beautiful. Gabriel's message, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you," is more than just a formal greeting. It is a declaration of Mary's place in God's plan for humanity. The angel Gabriel tells Mary that she is God's beloved. And God also calls each and every one of you beloved. For in baptism and at Holy Communion, God meets us and speaks life-changing messages to us that shapes who we become. God looks at you and says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." And as you are blessed by God, you also become part of God's blessing for the world. You're a blessing because the one from whom all blessings flow sees you, knows you, and calls you by name. In her commentary on this passage from Luke, Kayla Craig says, "When you are facing impossibilities, as Mary did, it's not your productivity or power that will push you through, but the grace of God. This divine assurance doesn't clarify every outcome or guarantee a life of ease. Mary's path, like many before and after, were fraught with challenges. Yet this promise of love that makes a way when there is no way offers us hope that we do not face our challenges alone. As we journey into the Advent season, may you rest under the warmth of these truths. By embracing our inherent blessedness as a starting point, we open our hearts to recognize and affirm the blessedness of others, which transforms our relationships and our communities. God's perfect love invites us to live out our beloved news by transforming our world with love and entering into God's work that God began weaving many years ago. As one of God's beloved, you have been woven into a beautiful tapestry of God's people, a quilt of many scraps and pieces that on their own may not seem like much, but gathered and mended together through the power of the Holy Spirit, we become God's beautiful patchwork quilt, a work of God's art that shows and brings God's love, justice, mercy, and peace to the world around us. God's story is continuing to be told and lived out through this patchwork quilt of people, God's beloved creation, of which you are a part. And as we wait in this Advent season for the coming of Christ, know that God's work is not done, not in the world and not in you. God calls you beloved and blessed. God has sewn you into this quilt and community of love and encourages you to share that love and those blessings with the world around you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.